It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
It is straight up 9 o'clock in Philadelphia. Mike Opelka in for Nick Hale. One more day here on Kale and Company. And we have this final hour. An hour from now, the big three, though. We got that going on.
Yeah.
And, of course, Fight Club in 10 minutes. Thank God Dawn is here and Gregory's here. Mm-hmm. Gregory, a nice classic rock softball shirt you got on there.
Stones
album cover from Some Girls, right?
Yeah, the Some Girls album cover, because you know I'm a sucker for 70s rock tees. I love 70s rock tees and 80s as well.
It's a good one. Just a message to the few of you trying to pick fights.
Who's picking a fight with you?
YouTube chat. A bunch of people.
They're going to have to get through me if they're going to fight you.
No, they don't appreciate my lack of appreciation for Fight Club.
You're my boy, Blue.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. I'm the 12th man.
12th man.
On this football team.
Yeah.
But a lot of people say, I'm a P-word and I'm hypocritical for my lack of appreciation for Fight Club. I'm not changing.
I may have called you a pussy earlier, so sorry.
You
about
did.
That. Sorry about that.
You did.
Sorry about that.
No, you're not. God called you the G. I called you the long G word several times today. So I'm highly regarded myself. It's hard to break old habits.
YouTube.com/at1210WPHT. Nobody fight with Michael Pelka, or you're going to have to get through me. And you know,
please,
you know me. I just.
Please,
it's
a battle of wits with a bunch of unarmed people.
Good.
I'm okay.
Nice. Look at you.
Thank you. See, we can insult each other without, dropping offensive words.
That's what I say all the time. I say when I'm yelling at people in the YouTube chat or listeners, I'm doing it with love. I love you. I say it all the time. This is the greatest audience in radio. Bar none. There's no better audience in radio than 1210 WPHD.
And if we were all the same, how boring would it be?
But I also want to tell you to F off sometimes. You know what I mean? Because I do that to my own family.
Sarah White says, you're the man, Mike. You can always choose to disagree with whatever you want.
Thank you.
We can disagree without being disagreeable.
By the way, Sarah.
You're wrong.
Thank you for the homemade cakes.
Thank you.
Are these cakes or something?
She baked us a cake.
You know Dawn and I aren't going to eat those things.
Thank you.
But we'll give them to our families.
No, Greg.
Michael, David, and Larry will eat it all.
We were never allowed to eat food listeners brought to the radio station.
Oh, we know Sarah, though. Sarah's a member of our family.
Sarah's
okay.
Family.
Yeah, no. Oh, I 100% agree with you. Sarah Weiss is family, and I'm hoping she slipped a little something in there, if you know what I mean.
we used to do the meatball championship every year in New York City.
Yeah.
And people would have to bring in 12 meatballs, but before anyone would, the judges would taste the meatballs, they had to eat one of their own
Yeah.
that we picked. Oh, just nice. To make sure.
By the way, youtube.com/at1210WPHD, we have a Waffle House Fight Club coming up at 9:10. Waffle House Fight Club. So you know they're always the best. So please make sure, and I want to see where we're at with the likes here. 304. Okay, 304. We got to 355 yesterday, so I need 60 people.
Come on, bring it.
60 people right now to go to get off 1210 WPHD or get off the Odyssey app or the iHeartRadio app. Go to YouTube, youtube.com/at1210WPHD, and just hit that thumbs up button, and then you can leave. You can go back to the radio, do what you want. I just need that thumbs up button hit. So please, one more
point of order here for 911 XRS or whoever it is.
91 LSX or my spirit animal. I love him.
Really? Okay.
Oh, I love him.
Is saying, does Opelka still consume microplastics from Suvi? Well, here's where you're ignorant, sir.
He's not ignorant. He's my favorite.
No, he's ignorant here. He has an information deficit here.
Uh-oh.
Not quite highly regarded. Won't be in the running for a tardy later this year. But we are going to do the Tardy Awards before the year's out.
Sorry,
I sneezed.
Dawn is not going to be...
God bless you.
Dawn is not going to be a part of those.
No, yes, she will.
She's way above that.
Dawn, we need you to be the voice of the Tardies. Like Ellen Kay is the voice of the Oscars. Come on. So anyway, your friend, 9/11, your spirit animal, Michael Pelka consuming microplastics with Suvi. No, if you're wise... You buy a precision oven, which creates a sous vide without the bags or the bath water. Mm. It is a small sealed oven that uses a huge steam process, so there are no plastic bags involved. Yes. And it's the exact same principle in a closed, contained environment. I sous vide the meat, did it 2 nights ago, and then you finish in a cast iron skillet.
There's two people on the YouTube chat that you can never go after. My friend Road Warrior and my friend 91 LSXR.
I love the Road Warrior.
Of course.
We love John.
Thank you very much. He hates when you call him that.
Jury's out on 9/11. I'm sorry.
By the way, this is what we were trying to play earlier. So the GOP just released an ad against Jazzy Jasmine Crockett, who is now running for Senate. And Mike, you said that this is in response to her saying what?
She challenged the GOP to find a statement of any Democrat advocating for violence.
And they did. Roll this.
Yeah.
I challenge somebody to go and find a clip of a Democrat invoking violence.
Let's extinguish him for good.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
We're going to fight it in the courts. And we're going to fight it in the streets.
When they go low, we're going to bury them below the Capitol. That's what we're going
to
do.
We take them to the mud and choke them out.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
We're walking down a damn different path. We're fighting fire with fire. We're going to punch these sons of bitches in the mouth.
By taking behind the gym and beat the hell out of them.
Now punch back, kick back, dunk over their heads, and win some power.
Fight back, punch back. And make sure that they stay down. And you know what? Kick them when they're down because they deserve it.
I think that you punch. I think you punch. I think you're okay with you okay with punching.
We are at war. And that's why the gloves are off. And I say, bring it on.
We are not only going to punch you back, but we are going to knock you out.
We're in a war right now to save this country. And so you have to be willing to do whatever is necessary in order to save the country.
Well, I am here to tell you not only are we going to punch back, but we about to beat you down.
And goddamn it, shut down the city! We are at war!
When they go low, we kick.
Even in states where Donald Trump won big, that it does you any good running away from Donald Trump. I think you need to go back and punch him in the face.
Let's make sure we show up wherever we have to show up. And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome. Anymore, anywhere.
Wow.
It's a shame they couldn't find many.
Man, that is one angry party. Holy man.
And they left out Schumer threatening the Supreme Court, remember?
Yeah, I do. I do.
Gorsuch, you have unleashed a whirlwind.
Wow.
Nice.
Real nice that Jazzy was like three of the clips in there. You about to get beat down.
So we have a minute until Fight Club. Let's do this. Only in New Jersey can you bust out a Connect Four game and play against a newer cop while they're blocking traffic.
What?
Did you guys see this? So this is this is stupid social media. The cops have traffic blocked out, and a guy goes up to him with a, you know, the Connect Four. You know the it's like so he goes up to him and they play a Connect Four game. Hang on.
This is fine. This might be good community policing. You know, building relationships.
Cut five, go.
Hold up, chopper. Hold up. Let me get through that. Hold up, bro. Hold up. No?
So the cop's getting out.
Oh, my bad. My bad, bro. But in the meantime, hold up, bro.
Can I stop? Like, at what point do you, like, at what point do they, this guy's getting out of his car. He's going through a restricted area that he's not supposed to go through. And he gets, like, they pull up to the car. The cop has no idea that he's going to bring a Connect Four thing, right?
Well, he's obviously not holding a handgun.
But the cops don't know that unless this whole thing was, like, is staged, right?
Maybe.
You know, I don't know. I'm just saying that it's the cop doesn't know if this is real or not. So, you know, what's to stop them from shooting? I don't know. Keep going, Phil.
Come on, bro. We might as well just get it in while we're here, man. Might as well, bro. Yes, sir.
Now they're playing Connect Four.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You know you're going to lose, right? You gotta go faster than that, man. You know what's going on TikTok.
I love his trash talking.
Yeah.
We're
gonna get
this. Ooh. We're gonna get this. Ooh. Oh, good. Oh, Connect Four.
Ooh, he almost had a pattern fire. Recognition right there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let me get three of those.
Nah, man.
I'm good right there. Let me get three of those, man. Be cool,
community
man.
Community policing.
I'm the champ.
All right, good. Guys. Do we think this is a good thing or no?
It's it's de-escalation. It's good community policing. Good job.
I don't know. I don't know if I like this. The cops didn't, unless this was staged, the cops did not know he was going to
pull that out.
Right? I don't know.
It was his game, right?
It was his
game.
Wasn't
the cop.
Yeah, he got out of the car holding it. Yeah. And so that's why I think the cops look at it and go, no danger here.
Mm-mm. I think it was good.
All right.
Good de-escalation.
Speaking of de-escalation, no de-escalation in...
We know you're out there, and we also know that you want to sponsor Kale and Company Fight Club, where the stress of the holiday season, looking for that perfect Christmas tree, or finding that gift for your kids, equal fights. And fights equal holiday ratings.
You got knocked the f*** out, man!
We are going to knock you out.
Fight Club on this... Thursday. Dawn Stensland, today we come from a Waffle House.
Waffle House.
Always the best fights happen in Waffle Houses. All right, Phil, let's roll this. Oh. A chair. Wow.
His hash browns.
His hash browns. It's over hash browns, Dawn.
Those are some good hash browns.
Yeah. I love that it's over hash browns.
Not grits.
No.
Hash browns.
Is it worth it? Roll it one more time, Phil. Yeah, there we go. One. Damn. Bam. Ooh. Bam. Look at that. Ow. Boom. Ow. Woman picks up a chair. She's ready. To, are these employees?
That's the employee with the blue shirt, the red hat.
But there's another employee there too. It's a lot of employees. These are employees going after this.
She's like, "Don't you disrespect my hash browns?"
By the way, don't you love the holiday music in the background? Come on, it's the Christmas season. It's the fights equal ratings and Christmas. Thank you. Thank you. YouTube.com/at1210WPHD. Love the Waffle House Fight Clubs. YouTube.com/at1210WPHD. Hit the like and subscribe buttons. The 9 o'clock hour, Dawn, is sponsored by Staples. Have an easy holiday only at Staples. Save on custom cards and custom wrapping paper. Great gifts plus shipping, supplies, and services to get your packages there safely. Don't miss out on the latest laptops up to 40% off. Staples, that was easy.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Easy.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
It is 9:21 on this Thursday morning. Michael Pelkett for Nick Hale, and just a side comment on the Fight Club and the Waffle House.
Yes, sir.
In my world, you've seen one Waffle House fight. I think you've seen them all.
No, that's not fair. Waffle House fights are always good. Always good Waffle House fights.
Well, there's Waffle always House a chair fights. Thrown, right? Uh-huh. Like Absolutely. We saw early.
Absolutely. Yeah. Still a good one, though. By the way, Tim Walz, still out there. This is 14, Phil. He actually said this with a straight face. He was talking to Gavin Newsom, and he said that he believes that his masculinity scared Republicans.
But wait a minute. With a straight face, he said this. Is this on the Low T podcast?
The Low T. The Gavin Newsom who crosses his legs like no man should be able to cross their legs. Roll this, Phil.
But I think this notion of, I think it's this notion of toxicity.
What are these hand gestures? What are these hand gestures he's doing?
Nobody knows.
It's so bizarre.
We've commented on this before. Without the audio, Phil, can you just play the very, very beginning of this? Look at this. It looks like he's at a party or he's at a wedding on the dance floor with a white man's overbite.
He's operating a train where you pull that. One's a handle, one's a brake. He's got one thumb up, one thumb down. He's pressing something. What the hell's going on?
I don't know. Oh, it's so bizarre and so weird.
It's kind of white guy dancing. at a wedding, you know, where you just dance with your arms.
By the way, I'm predicting this right now. If it's him versus J.D. Vance in 2028, he gets beat by double digits.
Well, look at I was looking at Polymarket. Yeah. So Gavin Newsom, according to Polymarket, and they've been right a lot lately, they say Gavin's the guy. He's ultimately the Dems guy. And they, Polymarket, if you believe him right now, a little snapshot, say J.D. Vance next, the winner of 2028.
Yeah.
Well, Newsom also said something about his hair bursting into flames.
Oh, boy.
At the Pacific Palisades fire. I don't think you have the video, but I have the audio. It's pretty short. He actually said this.
I was up there in the hills with these guys, and we all turned around when my hair literally burst on. There's a video of it. And they threw me in the car. A guy hits my hair and throws me in the car and says, get out of here.
A lot of grease on that hair. It could have been a really bad fire.
I don't buy that at all.
Never happened.
I don't buy a second of that. I don't buy anything that comes from this guy's mouth. All right, let's get back to Tim Walz telling us that the Republicans were scared of his masculinity. You have it there. Start it over, Phil. You have it there, buddy. It's 14, buddy. 14. There you go. 14. All right, roll it.
But I think this notion of toxicity and masculinity needs to be separated. And I think it's been conflated. And I think we're going to have to work on that a little bit. And I think there is a crisis.
I think some of us scare them. I think I scare them a little bit. That's why they spend so much time on it. No, I'm serious, because I can fix a truck. They know I'm not on this. Yeah. I'm not putting this in people's grill. I don't know if my identity is not hunting. My identity is not football coaching. My identity is not, you know, a beard and a truck.
His identity is not a beard and a truck, but he's still a masculine man, according to Tim Walz.
He can fix a truck.
Well, does that make you a masculine man to be able to fix a truck?
It helps.
Wow, that came up immediately, Dawn. There was no hesitation there. Wow.
Stenslin, not to get personal, but then I go back to your situation. Mm-hmm. Then what? Okay. All right. Okay. I'm just asking. Okay. Just asking. Look, I'm not throwing stones. I can't fix a damn thing. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, but I'm also not claiming to be a
manly man.
Well,
you are, though.
Thank you, baby. Thank you.
But you're perfect.
I think he's just proving how highly regarded he is.
Yeah.
It just kind of sneaks up on you, doesn't it?
Highly regarded. He's highly regarded. I like that. Tim Walz is highly regarded.
Trump said it. People are apparently driving by his house yelling he's highly regarded.
100%.
So let's get this party started.
He's highly regarded. Josh Shapiro was on with, was it CNN he was on, Mike? He was on with Spencer
Cox. Yes, it was
Cox.
CNN.
Spencer Cox.
Who is the Utah governor, allegedly a Republican, although the Utah government put up a bill to keep men out of women's bathrooms, and he vetoed it.
Yeah. Well, Spencer Cox and Josh Shapiro were on this. So this is Governor Cox, right? And Governor Shapiro were on CNN discussing the affordability. Let's start with 15 here. 15, Philip.
Democrats are running on this issue, and just in the last couple of elections
this year, this off year, are
winning.
Yeah.
When you listen to the president into Pennsylvania and talk about this issue of affordability and say, this is really just about the Biden policies that we're trying to clean up.
I mean, he's clearly not listening to the good people of Pennsylvania. On the president's watch, just over the last 8 months, you've seen the average grocery bill go up 18%. The price of beef is up 20%. The price of orange juice is about 17-18%. Bread, poultry, all these items that people rely on each day to fill their shelves and feed their families, those prices are up. People's health care prices are about to go up as a result of the president's policies. 310,000 Pennsylvanians are going to lose Medicaid. 140,000 are going to lose SNAP. We've got 25 rural hospitals that are likely to shutter, which is going to place an even greater economic burden on our citizens. I would say that this is not a hoax, but this is a moment where people really need relief. As governor of Pennsylvania, I've worked with Democrats and Republicans. I've got a divided legislature. I've worked with Democrats and Republicans to cut taxes 7 times, to put money back in people's pockets. I think if you also look at the president's policies, these tariffs have been a failure. They have driven up prices. They have shut down markets for Pennsylvania farmers. He even had to come and bail out farmers because his tariff policy, he acknowledged, is harming them. And at the same time, manufacturers who are domestic manufacturers in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania are seeing prices rise because of the chaos the president's created in the market.
There you go. President hopeful Josh Shapiro.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Easily. He's definitely. But the Spencer Cox thing is really kind of weird.
He says he thinks Josh Shapiro would be a good president. Cut 16.
Do you think he would be a good president?
Yeah. I do. I have to tell you, I think I'm very biased towards governors. I think governors make the best presidents. I just do. I think for this very reason, we always say that potholes aren't partisan. As governors, we actually have to accomplish stuff. And our system was set up for the states to be laboratories of democracy, so that we could learn from each other and steal ideas. And that people vote with their feet now. If your state isn't performing, they will move to another state. And so I've been very impressed with what he's been able to do on the economy, with permitting reform, cutting regulations. That sounded like red state stuff, and he's doing it, and that's impressive to me. And so I think there are a lot of governors in this country who would make great presidents, and I think he would be one of them.
Wow, Republican Governor Cox.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it was a Newman Price who said Shapiro loves Cox in the chat, in the YouTube chat.
Spencer
I think
Cox.
So. If that was you, yeah. Newman Price, bravo.
They're buddies.
It might have been somebody else.
Josh and Spency.
Or is there a possibility, Gregory and Dawn, that we are looking at a serious third party developing? You have Yang, the guy who ran for president, the really wealthy guy.
Yeah.
He started the Forward Party. And there are talks that there may be people pushing for a possibility that we'll have this kind of situation where you have a candidate from one party for president, another party for vice president. I don't think it could win, but it could be possibly developing for 2028.
Yeah. We have special guests in the studio, Mark O'Connor and Andy Chan's partner. We will get to that on the other side to talk about this the Families Behind the Bad Children's Foundation Andy Chan block party that we will be a part of tomorrow evening. Rich Zioli will broadcast live from 3 to 7. We'll hear all the details about that on the other side. Dawn Stensland, take us away to where are you taking us to? Portugal and Spain?
Portugal and Spain.
Beautiful.
Come away with
me. Come
on. Yeah. Yes. And wait until you see what a treat this is. The Conservative Tours team, they have put together an incredible, I think, best ever, stunningly beautiful trip to Portugal, Spain. 10 days next spring. That's where we'll be calling home. And I hope you come away with me. If you've loved our tour events in Italy, Southern Italy, Northern Italy, wow. This is a wow trip. Conservative Tours designing just for you, just for us. Dining at wineries rivaling the best in Europe. Private Portuguese escort for the event along with 4-star accommodations. $57.38. Yes, that includes your airfare from Philadelphia. So Geronimo's Monastery. By the way, just picture yourself here strolling Alfama's cobblestone passages and just experiencing all these incredible scrumptious seafood restaurants along the way. We're talking about Fatima as well. That's been on my bucket list. I've never been. Fatima as well as Abidos and the elegance of Coimbra. Call now 888-733-9494, conservativetours.com. You can go to the site, scroll down, check out the entire itinerary. The beauty of Sintra, Cabo da Roca. What about Cascais? Just those alone, they're worth the crossing. But there's more. We're also going to discover Portugal's answer to Tuscany. Yes, the Douro Valley. Santiago de Compostela in Spain, drawing pilgrims in such a passionate way. And together, we will find out why. Join me for the history, the incredible camaraderie we share, the delicious cuisine, the unique beauty of this secret land, small but oh so impressive. I'll see you. Bellum Tower, conservativetours.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
This year, a very special event as we gather tomorrow, and I want you to come out. We want you to come out tomorrow, Friday, December 12th, Craft Hall. Why? Because to me, this is the most special, near and dear to our hearts. The Andy Chan and other families of fallen or critically injured first responders, the Andy Chan block party, which obviously we have gathered for. But this year, it means something new. Joining us now in studio, Mark O'Connor, who's become a dear friend, basically a family member, who's executive director of Families Behind the Badge, Children's Foundation, as well as Sergeant Kyle Cross, who's a sergeant, obviously, in the local Philadelphia Police Department, but Andy's partner in Highway Patrol. And, you know, this, I know for you, this is not easy for you to come on, especially Kyle Cross. So thank you for being here. I know it's not easy, but we just want to celebrate the life of Andy Chan and also celebrate the strength of his family, of his widow, who we've also gotten to know. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Morning, Dawn. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Can you, first of all, tell us how are ticket sales? I did buy early on. I took your advice, Mark O'Connor. I took your advice, got my tickets, ordered some cool, T-shirts and things on the site as well.
Ooh, T-shirts? I didn't realize there were T-shirts.
T-shirts, long sleeve shirts.
Cool.
Hats, a lot of bling bling stuff.
By the way, that Families Behind the Badge, yeah. Children's Foundation hat, I wear it like every day. I love it. I love that hat. Very cool hat. You guys have a good swag there.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah,
we had to reorder the shirts. They were selling like crazy.
Good.
Greg, I'll hold a double X for you.
A double X? Double X. Man. Wow. Man.
Oh, sorry about that.
That's insulting. Mark, that's insulting.
They run small.
Thanks.
That's our story and we're sticking with it.
Thanks, Dawn.
So first, Mark O'Connor, what can we expect at Kraft Hall tomorrow? So it's indoors, thank goodness, because even though it's a little warmer tomorrow, it's pretty blustery outside. So a good year to start this inside, but what can we expect?
It's wonderful. We're going to be under one roof, and particularly with Andy's passing, it's going to be great that we're all going to be together. And so many of the other family members of Fallen are coming, and they're coming to support Tang. So we're excited. It's going to be full. We have not sold out yet, but I wouldn't be surprised if we do. So if you're interested in coming, you might want to go online and buy a ticket today.
Yeah, so you definitely want to do that. It's Families Behind the Badge Children's Foundation. So FBBCF, right, .org, and then you can put /Andy Chan, or you can just put Andy Chan Holiday Party Philadelphia. It'll come up. But for this one, Kyle Cross, I know that this happened, the accident with Andy that happened back in 2018, right? You were promoted at the end of 2018, I should say. It happened a month later at the beginning of 2019, right?
Correct.
So for this one, for you, what does this mean for you to in this year, as it's a celebration of life? So it makes it different than past years, obviously, because he was in critical care, and that's why for Tang being a caregiver all these years. But what does this year mean for you, for those listening right now? We're trying to get you to come out or go to the site and donate as well. But can you take us through what this has been, what this means for you, and also what it means to Andy's family that he leaves behind?
I think this year, you know, unfortunately with Andy's passing, but it will give the opportunity for local law enforcement and, you know, everybody in the community to come and pay tribute to Andy and the rest of the first responders that we lost. Obviously, it's tough, you know, losing Andy, you know, last week. But I think this is what makes the family, law enforcement family, so much tougher. Unfortunately, bring everyone together. And I mean, Andy's family, I said this before on multiple occasions, I've never seen a family stronger than the Chan family. How they just came together and the support system was unbelievable. Obviously, we had support throughout the police department, throughout organizations like Family Beyond Badges. Thank you to Mark, you know, Philadelphia Police Foundation, Maureen Rush. There's so many people that had the family's back during this, this all these years that the family was suffering, you know, because Andy was suffering. But this year, we really want everyone to come out if they can. And if you're not able to come out, please, please buy tickets, donate, buy merchandise, whatever we can do just to support Andy's family.
Yeah, and in this one, there were, what struck me was there were so many people last week when this tragically was announced that Philadelphia police officer Andy Chan critically injured in that crash 6 years ago, that he had died. And there were beautiful statements and beautiful tributes and a celebration of his life, that he definitely died as one of our local heroes. And that's how we want everybody to make this, right? A celebration of his life. But I will say what struck me was how many people did not realize that he had not, that he was still so critically injured with the brain injuries. A lot of people felt like over the years he was drastically improving, and a lot of people didn't realize this. And so we had to kind of retell the story of what happened and the brain damage. And even though that he went home, he was, you know, you think about that. And that's part of this with, you know, a young widow, young children, and she was still working full time. That's also what's amazing about this. And just talked about the fact that she did not want to make this event in her husband's name over the years, even now, just in the name of Andy or for her and her kids to benefit, right? That it meant so much that others who are either critically injured or killed, that they as well would benefit. That's, it's just so selfless of her.
And that's the kind of person that Tang is. Anybody that knows Tang personally, she just thinks about everyone else first. and then herself, you know, all the way in the back. You know, the way she cared for Andy, still raising kids at home. You know, Andy needed 24-hour care. And, you know, obviously we had medical staff that were there, but the everyday in and out of what Tang has to do as a wife and a mother, you can't imagine. We say it was like running a small hospital in your home. So just, you know, for the listeners, just imagine that, you know, raising a family. I'm taking care of your husband and doing everyday life like we do, which is the struggle in general, just for everyday people living. Just put that on your plate, and that just shows the kind of person that Tang is.
Yeah, and for anybody who's been a caregiver, even for a short period of time, let alone the 6 years, that's incredible and shows her strength. I think also she relates. She empathizes with everybody else, and that's why it seems to me that she wanted, you know, you look at the list of names of the other families of fallen or critically injured first responders. It's a long list just in 2025 and 24. Detective Mark Baker, Northern York County, because he was, as well as Sergeant Detective Cody Becker, they were the two officers who were killed in that horrific incident. That was just last September, right? And so, who was it? Was it Mark or Cody? Which one? One of them had been a Philly cop, so a lot of people know them, right? There were some ties, and then moved out to, ironically, York County for, I guess, thinking things would be safer.
Yes, Mark, I believe.
I think it was Mark. Yes. Yeah. And the list goes on of, you know, and we've talked about this, Officer Andrew Duarte, who's from West York Borough Police Department as well. And just to name a few, I mean, to go through this list and look at all of these individuals, I think that what you realize is for law enforcement, no matter where you are, and we have across the region, Philadelphia, Atlantic City, Phoenixville, Officer Arthur Cena IV from Phoenixville PD, you know, so Easton, they're from the region, from across the region. And what you realize is even for those officers who might have thought, oh, I'm going to move out to the burbs, you know, I have a lot of girlfriends, and I know you guys relate to this. Oh, you can't be in Philadelphia anymore. You have to move out. I think being in law enforcement every single day for the family, you just pray to God they come home. And so I think the reason that we gather is, yes, to raise money that goes directly, and Mark, correct me if I'm wrong, these dollars raised go directly to these families of the fallen or critically injured, correct?
Yeah, 100% of the funds from this event will pass through to the Chan family and these other 10 families who have lost a loved one or had a loved one critically injured this past year. 100% of the funds go to them. And I believe there'll be people from all of those 10 families coming to the event. And Tang is going to come. Tang is going to come and speak. We'll have a short program around 7 p.m., and Tang is going to come and thank everybody for coming out. As Kyle said, she's a pretty extraordinary person. And to think that that was so important to her to be able to come and say thank you to everyone, that she's going to do it. So that's going to be a very emotional moment tomorrow night around 7 p.m.
Let's make sure we sell this out for this organization. We all know how much this organization means to everybody on this radio station, especially Dawn and myself. You know, I've been a participant in these events, you know, with Mark O'Connor over the years for the last 20 years. So this is a charity that is near and dear to my heart. It has always been. But let's make sure everybody, even if you can't come out, just buy tickets. You know, like Mark said, 100% of the proceeds goes to Andy Chan's family and these 10 other recipients of this. This is if now is the time, you know, this is the giving season. Now is the time to make sure that you're generous. Even if you can't come out, please buy a ticket, buy 10 tickets. You know what I mean? Like it's and what's that site again, Mark?
FBBCF.org.
Yeah.
Or if you're a fan of this show, you can always go to GregStockerSucks.com.
I love you, Mark.
It'll direct you just the same.
I love that you did that. I out of out of respect to you guys, I didn't want to bring that up, but the fact that you did, I love you for that. Yes. But yes, it's much easier to go there if you can't. But all the money, like we said, goes to the families behind the Badge Children's Foundation.
Yeah, and Kyle and Mark, correct me, or Sergeant Cross, you know, but one of the things I can picture Tang saying last year, or Judy Cassidy. I mean, I covered, you know, Chuck's murder, remember, I mean, so long ago in the news. And what these widows, or what these families tell you year after year after year, is they don't want their loved one to be forgotten. We don't want Andy to be forgotten. But more importantly, we don't want Tang or the kids or our law enforcement community to think we would ever forget about those who've given either the ultimate sacrifice or are critically injured with their loved ones, you know, taking care of them at home, or maybe some are still in rehab or the hospital. I mean, take me through that, if you would, and just tell me over the years, for you, Mark, for you, Sergeant Kyle Cross, about that aspect, that part of this is also, yes, your financial support, but if you're not in a place of financial support, just come out or show your support and find a way, because what you're saying is, I would never forget you. I would never forget your loved ones.
Well, Dawn, I have to say, we say at a lot of these benefits and breakfasts that they have for families of fallen and critically injured officers is, unfortunately, you just joined the best club. Majority of these women are just surrounded by other women or men that have lost loved ones through law enforcement. And it is not a club that you want to have to join, but is a club that supports each other all through the years. I mean, we were with yesterday at the breakfast at the FOP for survivors, and, you know, you speak with Judy Cassidy.
Yeah.
I mean, I worked with Chuck. He was in the 35th district. I was in the 14th district. And Chuck and myself had the last arrest he had. We were together, actually. So there's a little connection there. But all these women are so strong, and fortunately, they are able to get together during the holidays, which is unfortunate because we were missing someone at the table, as they said yesterday. Yes. But it's a time where we can all be together and support each other this time of year.
If I could add, Dawn, a few months ago, at Craft Hall, actually, we had about 50 of the family members down there, and we invited them. There was no media. There was no reason other than to give them the opportunity to get together, because when they get together, they're with people who understand how they feel. So we got them all together. We got out of the way. They had just a wonderful time. So as Kyle said, it's an incredibly strong community that supports each other, and they're all going to be out tomorrow night for Tang, I'm sure. So if you can't make it, please go to fbbcf.org or eat more easily remembered gregstockersucks.com, and you can just donate because we want to have a big, big night financially. We know we're going to have a big, strong emotional night of people, and please donate if you can't make it.
We do this every year. Nick and I do, you know, do the bike rides. Dawn swears this year she's going to do the bike ride with her kids.
I did show up and do. I showed up in my cute little outfit and did the dunk tank with Maureen Faulkner last year.
We're gonna have the biggest team. I'm going out on a limb right now, Mark O'Connor. We're going out on a limb that we will have the biggest team 1210 has ever had this year. Sean Farish is coming up from Tennessee.
Woo-hoo,
and
wow.
he's gonna ride with us. His mom is coming down from Long Island. She's gonna ride
his
with
parents
us.
Parents are great people.
We have Road Warrior. We have all these people are like ready to go for next year. So, you know how much we love this charity, and we love supporting this charity because all the money goes to these families. So please make sure sell this out for us. Come on, 1210 WPHT.
This
audience
this.
Is the greatest audience in all of radio. Please sell this out.
And here's the thing I'll say, Greg. Part of it is, yes, there's a portion where there's a solemn remembrance, and we'll hear from Tang Chan, who's newly widowed, which is like, she's amazing.
Yep.
The fact that she would speak this soon after. But I will say this, it's also like tears, hugs, fun, so much fun.
Yep.
So much camaraderie.
Exactly.
You're going to run into a gazillion people who you haven't seen.
Yep.
It's a blast.
It is. It really is.
It's such a highlight.
And Rich Dioli will be broadcasting live from 3 to 7 p.m. Did you get that squared away with my engineer staff?
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, we met him down there.
Good, good.
Oh, thank you,
It was great.
Yeah.
Dave Scalish.
Dave Scalish is the best, absolute
best. You got the best engineers out there. So
They have a little kids area in Craft Hall, and there's a pirate ship as a part of it. So Rich is going to be broadcasting from the top of the pirate ship. So if for no other reason, you got to come and see Rich
come on.
Up on the pirate ship. I went up there. The view's great. He's going to have the best view of the whole place.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
Yeah. You have the Zioli Army Pirates.
You have to come out just for that. Look, we're doing all of this for this charity. We want everybody to show up. What are you doing? Friday night? Come on.
It's like 4 to 9. Stop by.
We're 2 weeks away from Christmas. Yes. What are you doing? You're coming out.
Say that you're shopping.
Yes.
Wink, wink. That's
what Stensland's doing. She's saying
Larry will be like, but you're wearing the elfin costume.
Oh, yeah. Dawn will be dressing up, by the way.
Yeah, I'm dressing up.
Oh, great.
A little elf.
Great.
You can dress up. It's a lot of fun.
She's going to be a sexy elf.
One of our great benefactors is Garnet and Lindsay Hathaway. He plays for the Flyers.
Yeah.
He has a nonprofit. Sports, exactly our mission. It's the same.
Mm-hmm.
And he brewed a beer with Dogfish.
Oh,
called Engine 19. So Engine 19 will be available. The Hathaways are coming.
Beautiful.
The Flyers head coach, Rick Tockett's coming with the staff. It's going to be a really fun evening. And then we're going to celebrate Andy, and we're going to listen to Tang, and it's just going to be a great night.
Yeah.
Live music, raffles, special guests, some surprises.
Celebration of life is the best way to put this because, you know, I didn't know Andy like you guys did, but I would assume that like that celebration of life is exactly what he would have wanted. So we're doing this in his honor and in the honor of the other fallen heroes and their families.
Yeah. Mark O'Connor and Sergeant Kyle Cross, we love you guys. Thank you so much. I know this isn't easy, and Mark, it's your second time in a week, but it's for an incredible cause. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having us. We're thrilled to be here. See you tomorrow night.
Yeah. Everybody come out tomorrow
come
night.
On.
We're behind a little bit, Dawn, so I guess we're going to get to the big three and Phil's Today in Music History, all of that next.
Okay.
All right, we can do that. Well, Michael Pelk is still here, too, by the way. So
Mike,
I've been very quiet.
Yeah. Aw.
I will tell you, you undersold this, Dawn. The raffles, there are some really cool sports raffles going on. If you're an Eagles fan, there's great stuff, and they're only selling like 25 tickets for one jersey and 33 for the other. So go to gregstockersucks.com.
Thank
and
you.
Start buying raffle tickets.
Come on. Yeah. Let's
do
this.
That now.
I actually didn't say that because I bought a bunch for the Saquon stuff. So thanks a lot.
No, I'm sorry.
1210 WPHT. No, I'm sorry. gregstockersucks.com. Please, I'm calling on the 1210 WPHT audience. Please sell this out for them. This is a great cause. You know how much we love Mark and everybody that's involved in this, and we want show your support. So please, gregsoccersocks.com. We should continue with the Dawn Show next, and we're going to continue with us too. So
all right, we'll be right back.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Well, it is 10 o'clock, and the voices Woo-hoo! Inside my head have finally been silenced. I was hearing two separate feeds for five. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Aww. Yeah,
it was
crazy. So
sorry about that.
Now I know what it's like to be Jasmine Crockett.
But, by the way, Phil, your camera's not on you.
I'm aware. Dana is running back right now.
There we go. We got it. We are way late, but I would move heaven and earth for Mark O'Connor.
No.
So
you'd never cut those guys short.
Yeah. Plus, I mean, this is all. Dawn is just an extension of the show and every show. So it's like we're all one happy family.
We are. But speaking of that, really quick here.
Yeah.
One thing I forgot to say, and I apologize. There is designated parking right
there. Oh, good. Thank you for
parking
saying that.
Parking is not an issue. If you're thinking, oh, it's such a pain to come, you know, into Delaware. Nope, it's not an issue. You'll be guided right in. A lot of police presence to guide you right to the parking. Big parking lot, no problem.
And by the way, staff members here, It's not a mandatory thing because I could never ask mandatory things here. But you want to schmooze up to the boss? Show up tomorrow night and buy an effing ticket. How about that? How about that? How about them apples? See what
oh,
I did
I'm
there,
buying
Stensley?
Tickets.
See what I did there, Stensley?
See what I can't be there tomorrow. I'm in D.C. tomorrow evening, but I'm buying tickets, so you'll have elbow room.
See what I did there, Stensley? I threatened without actually threatening.
That was good.
That was good. All right, can we get to Phil?
Yes. Day in music history. Music history on Kaylin Company.
Today, December 11th, we celebrate the birthdays of Nikki Sixx from Motley Crue and 6 a.m., Daryl Jones from The Stones, and Curtis Williams from Kool & the Gang. Heavenly birthday shout-out to Big Mama Thornton. We also lost Sam Cooke on this day in 64. Sings Coup Double Life by The Cars in 79, Dark and Majesty by Todd LaTorre in 2020, and Dear Commissar by Falco in 81. Abduku John Lennon solo debut in 70. Also in 68, The Stones began filming the Rock and Roll Circus show. In 2015, Peter Garrett from Midnight Oil published his autobiography. In 2012, Mick Jagger was on The Late Show with David Letterman. In 82, Tom Petty was top the mainstream rock chart when You Got Lucky. And yesterday, another show got announced. Sebastian Bach will have two local dates here in March. But lastly, a few firsts happened today. In 65, the Velvet Underground played their first show. In 60, Aretha Franklin played hers. And in 72, Genesis played their first U.S. show at Brandeis University in Massachusetts. For Kale & Company, I'm Phil Umquist.
Very nice, Phil. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Phil Umquist, by the way, this week in music history is every Saturday at 11 p.m. on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Yeah, 11 Grok a.m. knows about it, Phil. How about that? Grok is pushing your, show.
Yeah, what did you think about the description of the show?
I thought it was pretty accurate. I think on mine it said punny takes about the Jets. So.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So.
All right, Don, you ready to do this?
We are ready.
It's the Big Three with Don Stensland.
Big Three sponsored by First Harvest Credit Union. Number one, a real hero story with Bucks County police officer rescuing eight people from their burning home.
Wow.
And the headline here, exceptional bravery. This Bucks County police officer lauded for his quick thinking, quick actions to rescue these eight people from the burning house early this morning. And we're getting word from the authorities there, the officials in Bucks, describing the situation as these people were in there in a hoarding situation.
Oh, boy.
Crews with trouble entering the property because just a mass of materials inside. And this is the Pendel Police Department officer, Sean Peck. Remember his name, Officer Sean Peck, responding to the house fire, West Woodland Ave, just before 5 o'clock this morning. This just happened hours ago. They're still on the scene. Jumped into action, and he's credited with getting into this house despite whatever was going on there with this mass of gross stuff burning.
Okay. Humans.
But, you know, puts his life on the line.
Yes.
As a hero. This is a hero.
Yeah.
And not
asking
questions.
Do you think the
neighbor
knew, though, Dawn? I mean, you look at the neighbor. She's like, I told her the house was a pigsty. It's a tinderbox.
I don't know.
I mean, that's the problem. And you say it, you know, we just had that segment with the Families Behind the Badge Children's Foundation and Andy Chan's partner. And it's like these people put their lives on the line because people are disgraceful. That's just the God's honest truth. Because there are good people in the world willing to save bad people. That's the good in society that we do and that these officers do. There's good people that need to save the disgusting humans who hoard things.
Well,
everybody in the rescued crew, I'm sure, was disgusting. But you've got all the firemen with their protective gear, but the cop doesn't have all that gear.
Well said.
And the cop ran in with the,
that's right.
Yeah. God bless him.
Yeah.
So this is, by the way, Chief Sean Perry commending his officer. This is Pendel Police Department Officer Sean Peck, his exceptional bravery and his decisive actions, which absolutely saved these people and prevented what could have been, what they believe would have been a tragic loss of these lives, saving 8 different people. So we don't know. They're still on the scene. They're investigating what's
single
going on.
Single family? Here. Or was that multifamilies in that house?
Single family house. So I don't know. But they're saying it seemed like some kind of a hoarding situation going on in the home. So I don't know if there are kids. I don't have, you know, I don't have the whole word on, you know, whether it's a family or not. But kudos to him. Number two, let's get to it. Philadelphia, da-da-da-da-da. The story is, and New York Times actually had the story, too.
What?
Yeah, that the headline in the New York Times this morning that kudos to Sly Stallone, but that the Philly Rocky statue is saved by Sly Stallone.
Oh, God.
So the update is that city officials say that Sylvester Stallone decided to let Philadelphia keep the original Rocky statue. And so in this one now, the story is that everything stays as it is as far as the one on the ground. But I guess they're going to put one at the top of the steps as well. Apparently, the story was that they wanted one at the bottom of the statue for people who are maybe can't climb the steps. So there's a tradition to run the steps.
Oh, God.
But they initially had put the statue that used to be at the top. They put it at the bottom because there's a replica and then there's an original. So there are 3, I believe.
Two things here. Yeah. You know Jennifer Flavin's going, thank God they're not bringing
it. Yeah,
home.
Right?
So, you know, his wife is going, another damn statue
thank
of you as Rocky with your stupid hands in the air. That's good.
She's like, enough clutter.
Yeah.
You've been to Rome, right?
Of course, yeah.
You've been to the Scala Sancta where you climb the steps that Pilate... that Jesus climbed to face Pilate there in Rome. You don't have a monument at the bottom. They make you do the whole thing. So while I appreciate they're trying to make it accessible to worship Stallone if you can't climb the steps, it kind of takes all the meaning out of it if you don't go through it.
We have some of the audio of the people complaining about the steps if you want to roll this.
Raising questions about accessibility.
There's so many stairs. It looks fantastic. It's amazing, the view. And for a picture taken from apart, it's nice. But it's better to have it more accessible to the people here, where it is.
Magenta
right
hair.
It's a point of celebration.
It's all Philadelphia.
You can't climb the steps.
I guess.
You don't have to run up them. Just walk up them. What a society we are.
Magenta hair says everything you need to know. And by the way, the clip, look at the flag. Flag's tattered. Let's get a new flag up there.
You are a stickler for that, by the way.
That's a disgrace. Yeah, it's a violation of the flag code.
All right, can I say something that's going to make me really unpopular? Can we stop with the Rocky stuff?
Something else?
No, I love...
No,
I love
it's
Rocky.
He's a fictional character.
He is. The statue was made as a movie prop.
I understand.
For Rocky 3.
I get it. I remember the scene.
Okay.
Hey, woman. Mr. T? No?
Yeah.
No?
Okay. Yeah, Mr. T.
Yeah. Exactly. Where they're doing the unveiling.
Hulk Hogan is Thunder Lips.
Yeah, exactly.
Mr. T.
I love the prop. I love the movie. But can we stop with the...
What was Mr. T called?
Clubber Lang. Come on. Don't go at me like this, lady. Do not come at me and
I'm triggering him.
Not think that I don't know my my movie knowledge. I've said that actually it goes in descending order, that actually the first one is actually the worst one. It's 4-3-2-1.
Well, they had no budget.
Yeah. Well, I understand, but a lot of those movies from the 70s just don't hold up. They don't.
I love the first one.
Okay. All right.
Porky's is still great.
Porky's is still it's still great. The Porky's 3 maybe not so much, but the original Porky's 100% is a classic movie. Enough with the Rocky stuff. Come on.
So I guess what happened was Stallone commissioned the 8.5-foot bronze statue in 1982. Eventually, donates it to the city.
Mm-hmm.
They planned on swapping it out with a replica. Made from the exact mold, blah, 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 blah. Well, now Stallone's saying, don't worry about it. Like, you can keep it. So
because I mean, Mike, I think you had the best line. Yes. Because his wife, yes. His wife,
he's
was
downsizing.
Like,
thank
you're you. Not bringing this home.
Yes.
We what exactly what we need. We That's have right. a whole garage full of these.
That's right. Like all of Larry's, like his from like Access Hollywood, like, oh, John Travolta signed this. It's like, let's give it away or something. Because it's like your whole whatever, your whole basement, your whole attic. It's the whole, you know.
This is Mike. This is her.
Yes.
This is her audience of one.
Yes.
Where she's yelling at Larry.
Don't
you can't
need all this.
Who can't hear her because he's also on the air, so he can't hear her. So.
But you know, Dawn, eBay is a great place to sell autographed celebrity memorabilia, and you can make a little money for the holidays.
I
just
think
saying.
Perfect idea.
That is actually a really good idea. You could.
If I did that, I'd get in trouble. So if you give it to one of the four kids, especially the two that have their own homes.
Ding. John Travolta sign, like, what was it, like, pair of shoes or something?
Oh, Elton John's boots and a vest.
Wow.
All kinds of, like,
don't wait till they die, because it goes down.
It goes down when they die.
I don't
it
care depends. About that. It's like, I have no room. Like, it's like everywhere. The stuff. You know what I mean?
Are those
the posters and the pictures.
Those are the Elton John boots that Larry has?
Yeah.
That Dan has up there right now?
Oh, no, not those.
Oh,
they're
okay.
Actually like, they're not those. They're like, actually, they look like cool cowboy. They're like crocodile.
No, crocodile rock boots.
Does he ever leather. Wear them?
Huh?
Does he ever wear them around the house
no.
after his bath?
No. He's like a size 13 foot. Elton John is like
he's a, man
a lady's size.
I'm also a size 13
yeah,
foot.
You're a, yeah, that's Yeah, you wouldn't fit anything of Elton John's.
I know.
Trust me.
Yeah.
I think David wore the outfit like for a school play when he was in the fifth grade. You know?
Oh,
what I mean?
Really?
But sell stuff now because I have a poster from the movie Ants. Remember the animated film Ants?
Sure.
Yeah.
And it's signed by all the cast, but Woody Allen signed it.
Oh.
And nobody wants to buy Woody Allen stuff.
Oh, well, because
no,
you know,
yeah, because he married his
stepdaughter. You know, kind of creepy.
Yeah.
His adopted daughter, but
so
still.
Sell it now.
Sell it now.
Sell it now.
Nobody wants to buy Woody Allen's. That's actually not true. I'm sure there's a lot of people that would. I mean, O.J. Simpson stuff goes. I'm not comparing the two, obviously. One murdered his wife. The other just married his daughter. But the O.J. Simpson stuff still sells, doesn't it?
I don't think it sells for what it would sell.
Oh,
I sold a Tina Turner album about 6 months ago. For $700.
Wow, really?
A Tina Turner album.
Wow.
You wouldn't think. But yeah, there's a took us for every seat in the theater, as the as our Jewish friends tell us.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, ready for number three?
Yes.
And that was number two. And our big three, sponsored by First Harvest Credit Union. Number three, we have the update on the doggy, the sweet doggy named Tangi that I talked about all the way back at 6 o'clock. So Tangi does go up for adoption in less than 2 hours. The puppy that was found.
Look at that beautiful! Oh my God! Why are you putting this up here?
Oh
my God!
I'm
gonna end up with a new dog today, aren't I?
It's like. I got talking to my buddy voice, which is my only animal voice that I have.
Look at that.
The Pennsylvania
face.
SPCA says this puppy, under about 10 months old, discovered in the sealed moving box outside the shelter there, bitterly cold yesterday morning. And they said that the person wrote this kind of heart-wrenching note saying that they were threatened to be evicted from their apartment. And so they had to make a choice. It's like Sophie's choice. And so they left Tangi in this box, I guess, to keep warm.
Disgraceful.
But the SPCA said, bring your dog in. There's no judgment. Just bring your dog in, and maybe we can even help you find other housing whatever.
They need to find this person.
No, they're not saying that.
No.
The person left a note and everything.
In a box. In a box. This person needs to be locked up. That person needs to be locked up, yes.
No, I disagree, and this is not a firing squad.
They tucked it right by the front door with a huge note.
You're both insane. No, that's disgraceful.
You're not wrong about the sanity thing, but, you know.
Say that again, Dawn. Say that again.
No air holes.
There were no hair. No. Absolutely not. And look at the chicken scratch up there. That's in my opinion, that's a clear psycho. in my opinion.
The person wrote, today was the last day or they would have been evicted. So they, Tangi has had all of her shots. She's a good dog. Her name is Tangi.
Yeah,
She's so sweet.
Do you have
the video, Dan, of her, like, as she... So Tangi was, like, a little, you could tell, like, dismayed, but then she's, like, wagging her little tail.
Oh,
and
God.
She's so sweet. She's really a sweet little dog. She'll just be scooped up and adopted.
She
goes up for adoption right at noon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, right at noon, guys.
She'll be adopted right after the dawn show ends.
Where is she?
I think it was the Hunting Park SPCA.
Okay. All right.
That she's there, but she's a sweetheart. You can tell.
Look at her right
there. Oh, my God. Look at that.
Look at her little face.
But, guys, look how skinny she is. Oh, my God.
Really
she needs,
skinny.
I mean, they'll feed her well.
Yeah.
And she'll be back. Oh, look at that.
Look at her. A little nose, your little face.
YouTube.com/at1210WPHG,
by the way. She looks like a little deer.
Chris Eppolito is 100% right. People are just awful. They're just awful. Like, what stopped this? Look, if you're being evicted, I understand, like, circumstances, I get it. But, like, bring them in and say, listen, I love this dog, but I can't take care of it. Please help me. You don't leave it in a box like a psycho. What is wrong with you?
Well,
thank you.
Maybe. Tangi,
welcome to the Stalker household.
Oh, God, I have one that's just so much trouble.
Yeah, really?
Oh, no.
One will teach the other.
Yeah,
one.
Meaning,
that's true.
In a good way. She's a puppy, what I mean? Yeah. But she's
Tangi's not a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Technically a puppy.
They can beat the snot out of each other. Leave us alone.
So we are sponsored by First Harvest Credit Union this morning. Harvest the rewards of smart banking. First Harvest Credit Union. Open a growth checking account. Earn as high as 2% annual percentage yield while enjoying flexible access to funds. Visit firstharvestcu.com/growth. Checking for details. Stop saying mean things on the group chat about the person who left Tangi behind. But membership restrictions apply. Insured by NCUA. Thank you, First Harvest Credit Union.
Shafe says, keep the dog, evict the people. Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely.
I know. It's like, there's no heart this time of year. It's almost like a Scrooge would force a person to make this choice right before Christmas and Hanukkah. You know what I mean? Like, come on.
Shafe also says, don't let Meatball adopt her. That's not right.
Oh, my God.
Right.
Everybody must eat.
Oh, God, no. This is not.
Oh.
Tangi must eat.
Oh.
So sweet. So we do have we have so much going on. We have all the financial news with the Fed, and we have Dr. Michael Bussler. He'll be along, I think, in the 11 o'clock hour, coming up right at in 10 minutes.
Cool.
We have our state senator. I call her the party princess of our state legislature here in Pennsylvania, Kim Ward, Senator Kim Ward. She will be here.
Wow.
She's the president, if you will, of the Senate pro tempore. So we'll talk to Senator Ward about what's going on with all things Pennsylvania, budgetary, etc. But show me the money. That's the theme of the 11 o'clock hour.
Sounds good, dog.
Right?
Show us the money and go buy tickets at GregStalker.com.
GregStalkerSucks.com.
Yes.
I just love making you say it.
I know.
And
look, it's
plenty
my,
of parking, by the way, guys.
Yeah, it was my idea. It was just Kevin Pulse, our buddy Kevin, who bought the domain name and just is doing God's work by sending all of the charity organizations that we frequent every year to GregStalkerSucks. So, you know, for charity, I've lent my name out there in a disparaging way just to raise money for these organizations.
Take one for the team, Gregory.
That's what I do. So, see, I'm not
that. I love you.
That's why I'm not that bad of a guy, right, Stenslin?
No, he's a big softy. That's the truth.
Empathetic. Mr. Empathetic.
Something like
that. That's right.
Something like that. Stay tuned for the Dawn Show, right?
Stay tuned. Yep. Thank you, Michael Pelka, Greg Stalker, Dan Borowski in the house. Yep. Yeah, baby.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.